All right, if you'll turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, please. Talking about the importance of obedience. And we've been discussing this. And because there's benefits that come to us when we obey. And I've stressed the need to be willing to obey the Lord, even when we don't understand what He's asking of us. Okay? Because He is going to ask of us at different times things that we don't understand. We don't know why He's asking us to do it, but He's asking us to do it. Just do it. Okay? You don't have to know why. Thank you. Hallelujah. And the other thing is, if you can do it with your understanding, then you don't need faith. If you can do it with your own understanding, you don't need faith. Faith requires that we do something that we do not understand, that we cannot do on our own. And, you know, it's amazing to us that we want to be a people who walk by faith, and then God gives us an impossibility in front of us, and then we wonder, well, where did this come from? Why do I have to deal with that? Because He wants you to exercise your faith. Isn't that awesome? This morning, I just want to share with you, and I'm going to take the whole time to do this, and it's not going to be long, but I'm going to talk about the importance of obedience and training our children in that. Okay? Because there's not too many children who are trained to obey. They don't come out of the womb ready to obey. All right, and I'll prove that in just a minute. They're actually coming out of the womb ready to disobey. Okay? And so if you don't train them how to obey, then they're just going to walk in their disobedience. All right, so one of the greatest works, one of the greatest things, because remember, I've talked about how obedience does several things, and God's able to do that all at once, you know. But one of the greatest things that when we teach our children how to obey, what it does for them is it teaches them not to live according to their feelings or their emotions or their thoughts. God has given us feelings, He's given us emotions, He's given us thoughts, but there, and the feelings and emotions in particular, are what I call the spices of life. They're there to enhance our living, but they're not there to govern how we live. Okay? Think about this. If you put on too much spice in your food, what's going to happen? It's not going to taste good. You have to find the right balance of that. And as parents, we need to teach that to our children. So obedience teaches them how not to live or to be governed by their feelings or their emotion. And if you haven't figured this out, I just want to, parents, especially of young children, I just want to encourage you with this. And if we see this, then we understand how God is using something in the natural to bring about something in the spiritual realm. When we ask our children to obey when they're young, guess what? They do not understand what we're asking. Have you ever thought of that? They do not understand what we're asking them to do. What we're wanting them to do is obey without their understanding. Sounds like something God would do. Why does He do it? Because He wants parents to be the ones who are governing their children, who are directing their children, who He wants the parents to be able to direct their kids so that their children have faith in what their parents say. They know that they can trust what their parents are saying. Why? Because there's a day coming when God is going to ask of them to obey, and if they haven't learned it in the natural, they're not going to learn it in the spiritual realm. You're going to make it much harder for them to obey God than if you would teach them how to obey Him. Because Jesus, throughout the scripture, He says, He's talking about the voice. If you obey my voice, and we talked about this in the past, if you obey my voice, if you obey my, you know how they learn to obey God's voice? They learn to obey your voice first. Whew. Mm. And the sooner they can trust their parents, the sooner that they're going to be quick to obey. Or at least they should. We have to understand that in a child, their reasoning ability has not developed. That's why God gives them to parents. And if you think that when they hit the magic age of 18 and that they've got it all figured out, they don't. They still need you. Okay, you still need to be able to speak into their lives. But their reasoning in a child is not developed. So you are their reasoning. You know, a child wants to touch everything. And what is your responsibility as a parent? Don't touch the things that are hot. Why? Because you know that it's hot. They don't understand what hot means. One day they're going to figure it out. Okay? So it's not developed, so God gives children, parents, to train them. So, parents, it's proper to train your children to obey even when they do not understand. Okay? Obeying without understanding. Okay? When you teach your children to obey without understanding, when you do that, then they begin to grow and they begin to develop faith. Faith in you first, but then they'll develop faith in God. And it starts with them learning to obey our voice without understanding in the natural realm. Okay? Parents and grandparents, let me remind you that training your children to obey the first time in the natural is an important spiritual significance. And, you know, your grandchildren, they may not be trained like this, but when they come to your house, train them like that. And you know what? You don't have to be an ogre about it either. You don't have to be mean about it. But you train them. Okay? One of the reasons, well, I'll get into that in a minute, but I just want to encourage you, I can't stress this point enough, that there's a natural progression that God wants our children to go through that has tremendous significance in the spiritual realm. Okay? So if you don't train them to obey your voice, I'm telling you, you're going to make it difficult for them to learn how to obey God's voice and His word. Because they're going to be so consumed with living according to their feelings, at every wish, at every whim that they have, every impulse that comes their way. If you don't direct them how to obey you in God's word, then they're going to live according to that. You know, I've said this in the past, and it's worth saying again. I can tell you how to get a job. Just show up. That's sad that nowadays that's all it takes to have a job is just continually show up. But what's worse is I can tell you how to get a raise. Just do what your boss asks you to do. You don't have to figure out why you have to do it. You don't have to figure out all those other. Just do what they ask you to do. How hard is that? But some of us, when our boss tells us something and we don't like it, we don't feel like doing it, guess what? You're not going to do it. And guess what? You're going to be without a job. I mean, it's perplexing to me. Now, we're talking about other people now. All right? So, it's not you. It's common sense. It should be common sense that obedience in a child is preferred, because all of us have been at a restaurant. We've all been in a store, and the child has been out of control. They've been disobedient and whatever else you want to call them. You know, you can call them rebellious if you want, but I don't like necessarily to use that word, because what they've been done is they haven't been trained properly. They're not being rebellious. They're just being them, because the parents have failed to train them right. But you've seen them in the store. They're out of control. And then we sit there and say, well, I can't do anything with them. You can't. It's too late in the store. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians 2:1. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Okay? So, let's pause there for a moment, because what he's talking about is walking according to the world. And he says, walking according to the way of the world is walking in the spirit of disobedience. So, if you don't teach your children, if you don't train your children to obey, guess what? We're born into sin. We're born with a spirit of disobedience. So, if you don't train your children how to obey, all you're doing is fostering the spirit of disobedience. You're strengthening the spirit of disobedience in your children. And then you can't take them out into public. I mean, it is mind-boggling to me how many parents will not take their children out in public because of how they act. And it's not the child's fault. It's the parent's fault. You are not training them. Verse 3, so this is the outcome of the spirit of disobedience and walking in the ways of the world. Verse 3, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh. In other words, whatever comes your way, however you feel, whatever your emotions are, you just do it. That's the spirit of disobedience. Carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. In other words, what he's saying is whatever impulses come your way, whatever you think that you want, you just go ahead and you do it. Whatever you think that you think, you act on that. And there's no reasoning in your life because you haven't been trained in obedience. And were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. So if you don't train your children, they're going to walk in the spirit of disobedience. We are born into sin since Adam fell. We're born into sin. We're born with a spirit of disobedience. And this is true of all of us. And when Christ comes into our life, then he wants to break that off. But when we are in the natural, when we are given children, then God wants you as parents to begin that process of breaking off the spirit of disobedience in your children. And it happens by you training them, teaching them to obey your voice the first time, or else they're going to grow stronger in their disobedience. I'm going to say this a lot of times in the scriptures. If they're emphasizing something, you say it over and over and over again. So this morning, I'm going to say it over and over and over again, that our obedience needs to be first-time obedience. Okay? No counting to three, no threatening and repeating. Just make it clear what you're asking and then expect them to do it. It's not that hard. What's hard is parents getting this wrapped in their mind. if we do not teach our children to obey and they have the spirit of disobedience growing in them, then their lifestyle, okay, is going to be to live according to their feelings, their emotions, their thoughts, and not anything submitted to God or His Word. So if we fail to train them to obey, then they're going to walk in verse 3. And let me read it to you again. Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. So what happens if you don't teach them to obey? Here's what goes on in their minds. Okay? Whatever they think is right, they do. Whether it's right or not. Okay? They don't know any better. So they whatever thought comes their way, they just go ahead and do it. They act on it. Okay? There's no regard to what somebody else is saying to them, what other voice is being spoken to them. And I'm speaking of parents in particular. Whatever they feel, and they think that that feeling is right, then they're just going to go ahead and do it. And then they're going to get older and they're going to go to school. And the teacher's going to ask of them, going to demand of them to do something. They're going to say, well, I don't feel like it. Okay. If you haven't corrected that and dealt with that at home, you're not going to help them in school. You know, I'm grateful my parents didn't act like this, like a lot of parents today. You know, because there were times when I told my dad I didn't feel like cutting the grass. I should say there was a time that I told him that. Wisdom and him correcting me, I never said it to him again. And you teach them in little things. You know, in our house, we have a rule, and it's just our house. You don't have to have this rule. In our house, the men take out the trash. The women don't take the trash out. And there were times when my son didn't feel like taking out the trash. He didn't feel like it. He even reasoned to me that it wasn't all his trash, so he didn't think he had to take it all out. So we reasoned back with him in words and in deed. And he learned to take the trash out with a happy attitude. Because he had it well in our household. So whatever they sense emotionally, whether it's right or wrong, they're going to give in to it. Because they're not trained to obey something greater than them. Now, I'm just here to tell you that there's so many things that God does with one act that it's amazing. So, well, let me backtrack one second. Do you know what the spirit of disobedience looks like? I'll tell you what it looks like in your children, okay? Besides the fact that they're not going to do something. This is what it is. It's a hardened heart. It's a hardened heart. It's a heart that says, I'm not going to do it. And here's the reality. I shared with you before that obedience teaches us to move from a hardened heart to a soft heart. The older we get, the softer our heart ought to be. Why? Because we're learning to obey God. The spirit of disobedience is nothing but a hard heart at work. So, teaching your children to obey God the first time, crucifies their flesh in them. It crucifies their flesh and the spirit of disobedience in them. Because they're going to tell you, well, they don't feel like this. They don't have the emotional wherewithal to do it now. They don't think they should have to do that. And so you help them crucify their flesh. You're helping them crucify their feelings and their emotions and their thoughts that are not good, that are not godly. And you're teaching them to act according to your voice and eventually according to the truth of God's word. Now, obeying God's word needs to be the standard for all of us to live for. Okay? So, as parents, we need to train our children to obey. Because if we don't train them to obey, then we rob them of the ability to transfer in the natural how to hear and obey the voice of God in the spiritual realm. And when we rob them of how to hear the voice of God, how to read God's word, and then put it into practice, when we rob them of that, it's not just that we're robbing them of the ability to hear God's voice and to obey it, but we're also fostering and strengthening the spirit of disobedience in them. Okay? Now, nowadays, everybody's so worried about hurting somebody's psyche. I'm just here to tell you, God is not afraid to hurt my psyche. He has stopped me several times. If he's not afraid, why are we? You know what's worse is when you think that you can't bring correction and discipline and training and obedience to your children because you're going to hurt how they're feeling. What are you thinking? You're just giving into them. You're giving into the spirit of disobedience because you're saying, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Their emotions might get all disarrayed. They already are. They're already messed up. You gave them birth. So you know they need more help. Oh. So we're worried about their psyche and we don't do anything. And what happens when you don't train them into obedience? You hurt their psyche even more. And if you don't believe it, go to work with them. Go to school with them. My goodness. You know, if you don't do this, you don't toughen them up for the real world. Do you think everybody at work is going to like your child? No. Do you think everybody at school is going to treat your child fair? No. They're going to get their psyche hurt. If you don't teach them how to handle that at home, what are they going to do when they experience it in the real world? I mean, it's like we have lost our marbles. To train your children to obey, as parents, you have to have a strong backbone because it's not easy at the beginning. I can't emphasize that enough. It's not easy when they're small, but as they grow and they've been developed in that, oh, life is so wonderful. It's a joy. It's a pleasure. It's a delight. It pays rich dividends. You see, when you train your children to obey, it's hard at first, but then it gets easier for you.
Why?
Because here's what happens. They start to feel something. And then they start thinking, oh, well, wait a minute. Mom or dad wouldn't agree with that. Or God wouldn't want me to do that. And so then they have that check. And so then they don't do it. Okay? They start getting emotional about something, and then they realize, you know what? This isn't, it never worked with Mom. Temper tantrums. We didn't have them in our house. Our kids never knew what a temper tantrum was. You've seen them. You're at the store and that child's out of control. They're having a fit. And the parents have lost their mind. And it's reflected in the children. You know, again, it's not the child's fault. And but when they start to have an emotional meltdown, you can, if you've trained them, they get redirected. Okay? So that not every impulse that comes their way is acted on. Because you've trained them not to. You've trained them, are you ready for this? To take ownership of their own lives. To take responsibility for their own actions, which is missing today. And just relax, I'm not going to get into it today, but I'm developing a series on being responsible. Because we have to teach our children how to be responsible. Do you know that when you teach your children to crucify the flesh, you're teaching them how to overcome something? And guess what? There's going to be things in the world that they're going to have to learn how to overcome. And you teaching them to obey, they're overcoming their feelings. They're overcoming their emotions. They're overcoming the thoughts that don't line up with God's word or your voice. And so you're teaching them to take ownership and to be an overcomer. And then I'll close with this thought. Oh, this, you know, as you work through this process, if you have young children, I just want to encourage you, teach them to obey. Here's what happens when you teach them to obey. Okay, besides crucifying the flesh, taking ownership, being an overcomer, this is what you teach them. You teach them self-control. Oh, isn't that awesome? A little simple thing of teaching your children to obey teaches them self-control. Here's how it works. They want to do something and you say no. Then they want to have a fit and you say no. And then they have to choose to get themselves under control. And guess what? Kids can get themselves under control if you demand of it. It's amazing how that works. But if you don't demand of it, they're going to have a fit. And isn't self-control awesome? Do you know that it's a fruit of the Spirit? Amazing. It's a fruit of the Spirit, and yet God says you can develop it in your child by just teaching them to obey you. Woo! God is good. He must love us. All he says to teach them to obey, and they'll have self-control. Whoo! Otherwise, what do we live off? We live off our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts that don't line up with God's word. And then we're submitted to all of that. And we don't learn how to grow. We don't learn how to become responsible and owners of our own choices. And self-control. Self-control means that you're taking ownership of your actions. You're taking responsibility for your decisions. And self-control is very rare nowadays. You know, we're so, I mean, think about it. You want to talk about lack of self-control? Get on Facebook. Oh, I don't even hardly spend any time on Facebook anymore. I really don't. Because you know what? I don't need to know your lack of control. I don't need to know your feelings. They're not good. I don't want to know what you're thinking. It doesn't line up with God's word. Do you know I have people tell me all the time, I know what this is what God's word says, but I'm not going to do it. I'm like, okay. Like, do you want me to jump for you? Do you want me to be excited for you? And then you're going to put it on Facebook and get upset that I don't like it? Forget it. Facebook caters to everything that I'm telling you not to today. It's impulsive. It's reactionary. It's, I'm going to get in your face and you can't do anything about it because you're not going to see me. And they call it Facebook. Yeah, it should be faceless. All right, I'm done ranting and raving this morning. But I'm telling you, I'm passionate about this, that, and we're going to move on from this, okay? Next couple weeks, I'm going to talk to you about how to obey. But in particular, I'm going to talk to you how to obey God's word. Because apparently a lot of us don't know how to obey God's word. So we're going to, I think it's going to be 2 weeks, but you never know with me or God. So, but I'm going to teach you how to obey. Stand with me. You know, earlier in the series, when I'm talking about the importance of obedience, I talked about moving from a Savior mentality, Jesus as your Savior, to Jesus as your Lord. Okay. If you don't teach your children how to obey, you don't teach them how to let Him be Lord of them. Because if you don't teach them to obey, then what they're going to obey is their feelings, their emotions, their thoughts that don't come in line with God's word. Thank you for letting me share that this morning. But, and I've been on purpose working this about the importance of obedience, because here's what I fear. I fear that you as parents are going to go home and you're going to say, well, that's not too bad. Here's, besides having a backbone, here's another reason why parents don't teach your children to obey. And I hate to bring this up, but it's true. Because they snooker us, because when they're disobeying us, this is what we say to them. Oh, they're just too cute. Because they're cute in their disobedience when they're young. They just don't know anything. They're just so cute. I hear that and I just want to get the parents and choke them. And not just choke them for a little bit, I'll choke them to death. But I have been governed, and I've learned to obey, so I'm going to use self-control, and I'll just choke them, just not to death. No, I'm just kidding, I won't even do that. But you know, in your heart, you want to, but you know you can't. But see, we just dismiss it. Like, oh, well, that's not, it's not that bad. They're not disobeying me that bad. Okay. when they're 16, it's going to be a whole lot worse. And if you think when they can drive that they're going to obey you, if you haven't taught them how to obey when they get 16 and have the keys, whoo. Our kids already know this, so I'll just share this with you. When our kids told us that they were going to be at a certain place when they could drive, we checked to make sure that they were there when they said they were going to be there. They didn't know this at the time. I think they figured it out because we always knew where they were. And you work in groups with the other parents as well. You know, because when your child tells you you're going to be at such and such house, you can call that parent and ask them if they're there. And so we monitored our children. But you know what we found out? We could trust them. And I'm not trying to say that our children are perfect, because they're not. But I'm saying that when you train them to obey, they'll listen. They really will. You as a parent are the one that has the problem of getting them to obey. All right, I'm long enough. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and the love that you have for us. Thank you for your word. And Father, I pray that we would be a people who take the importance of obedience seriously. And that if we're parents or grandparents, that we're willing to make sure that we teach our children to obey. That we teach them to obey our voice, because we know that in the long run, that's going to enable them and teach them to hear your voice. And Father, I pray that we would put all of this into practice, teaching them to obey, because we know that it's going to help them crucify their flesh, not to live according to their feelings, emotions, and thoughts that don't come in line with your word. It's going to cause them to take ownership and responsibility of their actions, Father. And it's going to teach them how to live a life self-controlled and eventually controlled and submitted to you, your word, and the Holy Spirit, that you would be glorified in their lives. And we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.